Hey, am I speaking with Robert?
Yes.
Hey, Robert, how are you? This is Muzz. I handle the pricing in your area. How's your day going, man?
Pretty good, pretty good.
All right, awesome. Happy to hear. So I understand that you're out of Trussville, Alabama, and you own Healthy Home Professionals. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
All right. And do you have any questions for me aside from the pricing?
Not really. I mean, one question I do have, do you guys still have the website you built me prior still where it could just be put back into place, or would you have to build a whole new one?
No, on your end, on our end, like we do see you have a website already. So we can go ahead and push traffic, increase its visibility. The problem is right now it's a billboard in the desert, right? No one sees it. And so you're paying for it when
right.
it comes
well,
to edits and the hosting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with, so you have a website for my company already built on your end?
We did not build a website for you. But I'm looking at hhpalabama.com. Is that your website?
Right. Right. Well, the thing with that is that website was built by the company I'm using right now for SEO. So if I cancel my contract with them, that website goes away. We'd have to build another one.
In that case,
or
we can build you a new website.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go ahead and build you a brand new website. And for your SEO company, I mean, are you on contract with them?
No, it's a month to month thing. I mean,
okay.
If I decide this month I don't want it no more, I just say, hey, I'm done. And then at the end of the month, I would lose access to that site. Now the domain name I own and I have all the rights to have access to it.
If you have the rights to
the
domain,
then
we can transfer it over to a new build. Are you in love with this website?
I mean, it's okay. I mean, you know, I did a lot of the edits myself through their editor. What's on there, I kind of like. The format they use, it's all right. You know, I think there's too much information jumbled up on the homepage, honestly.
Homepage, okay.
I think it could be more simplified to make it look more appealing when people go there.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, I was with the company I'm with now before I was with you guys last time. And then they had a change in the way they operate, and their service just went downhill from my end, where if I need them to do something to the website or whatever, wasn't getting very good customer service at all. So I dropped them. I went with you guys. So while I was with you guys, I went through a divorce. So, and it was bad. Like financially, it ruined me. So
sorry,
I had to drop all that for a while. Yeah. Had to drop all that for a while. And then, I had a guy doing it for me, just a local guy here who's a personal friend of mine, and he was kind of doing it for basically free while I was getting recovered financially. And then about 3.5 weeks ago, I went back with Town Square because they were like, you know, we got this, you know, we can do this. And I'm not getting what I need from them. I mean, I'm just not, you know, and it took them. You know, I sent them edits and stuff with pictures I wanted added to the site. And that's part of what they do for their service. You know, it's not like I was asking them to do something they don't do. And then I ended up having to just go put the pictures on there myself, you know, which is fine. I don't have a problem doing that. I mean, I actually have a degree in that that I don't use because I don't make enough money doing it. But, you know, I'm just and when I was with you guys, I felt like I got good service. I never had an issue with it. You know, and the only reason why I had let it go was just strictly financial.
Financial.
So, I mean, if you guys built another site, I would give you, you know, an idea. Y'all could just build it and tell me what, show it to me, and then we could go from there if I want to make changes.
Yeah.
But I'm not dead in love with that site, no.
Got it. Let me send you some examples here. this number that we're speaking on, is this a good number I can send you a text message?
Yeah, it's my cell phone.
All right. Okay. There it goes.
So that was two. Okay. Look at the first. Yeah, see, I like that first one, the design.
These are WordPress websites, which is the best of the best.
Yeah.
What did the Townsquare use to create this website that you currently have now?
Honestly, don't know because they won't tell me. I've asked them, I'm like, what platform is this? Because I know WordPress. Like, that's when I used to build websites and host them for people.
Yeah.
I kind of did what you guys did before SEO was ever a thing, really.
Uh-huh.
Before
yeah.
Google took everything.
Yeah, then you know, WordPress is the best when it comes to SEO, 100%.
Right. Yeah. I mean, those websites, the first one, I really like it because I like it because it's similar to my color scheme. Like, my colors are like green and black. If you see my logo, that's kind of the logo. Which that appeals, and I'm liking this website here. It looks really good. And honestly, it would just be a matter of money, like how much it's going to cost me to get rolling with you guys.
Yeah.
And what the monthly is going to be.
So everything is set on a 2-month verbal agreement. Your pricing would be at a flat rate of $249 month to month, no contract. And it comes with, the program does have a one-time $100 setup to cover the programming. So your initial investment would be $349. And in the event you want to continue each month after $249, that'll get you a complete Google local optimization setup. Now, obviously, you have a map listing, but we want to help you, you know, be found for your services. That's not the only thing it includes. Let me go ahead. Actually, let me just give you everything it includes, and then we can go step by step. Number two, we can get you on Yelp, Yahoo, Alexa, Siri, TripAdvisor, not, you know, some of these big directories, right? Apple Maps, Facebook ads, we can run some ads for you. And then the website, obviously. And then what we can also do is get you a dashboard to log into. And as you know, the dashboard allows you to, there's a web editor within it. Now you do have the assistance of our account management team, but you do have that option. And it's all tracking, gaining insights on the marketing efforts. You can see what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location of the search that was performed. You're going to get 20 keywords interchangeable. If you want to add, remove keywords, you have that option. You can track how many phone calls you're receiving. So, all in all, I mean, this package would give you the main tools to succeed. And you mentioned that the customer service wasn't really there, right, with Townsquare?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, my account manager, I can't even get the dude to call me. Like, and I don't know if y'all have specific account managers for each customer or not, but they say they do. And, you know, they also have a customer management software, kind of like a House Call Pro or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to sign up for it, and I've been asking the guy for 3 weeks to just add it. I'm like, just click the freaking button, dude. Like, that's all you got to do. And he's yet to do it, you know, because I'm actually using House Call Pro right now. House Call Pro has gotten extremely expensive. So I'm looking for another, you know, customer management software as well. I know you guys don't do that.
Like a CRM?
Like a CRM. Where
so this,
I can do invoicing.
Invoicing, right. Okay. So the dashboard, it does not allow invoicing. However, let's just say someone were to go to your website and fill out the form. That your dashboard in real time would create or generate that lead for you. Now, if you have different methods of advertising, you can obviously log into your dashboard and create the lead the leads manually. It does allow you to generate reviews as well. If I pull up your map listing, you have 37 reviews, 5 stars out of 5. Mm-hmm. And then if we were to go to Google Maps, mm-hmm. and then, okay, let me type it again, sorry. And then we type in like air duct cleanings. All of these other, like competitors, like I see AirServe of Birmingham. You know who that is? So this guy has 605 reviews.
Yeah.
Right. So he's using a review generating tool. Perfect Service Heating and Air. He has over 400 reviews.
Yep.
So you have 37 with a perfect rating, which is amazing, but we can definitely help you, not only give you the right representation, not only give you more visibility, not only more hands-on flexibility, but help you even generate more reviews.
Right.
And so,
and that's one thing that I'm aggravated with HouseCall Pro for, because they have that option, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I never turned it on. So somehow last month it got turned on. I think they may have done it internally, but I was getting, I got 4 reviews sent to me over a couple of weeks, and it said, you have a new review on your website. It's like, okay, cool. So I go to my website. I don't see it anywhere. So then I go into HouseCall Pro and look, well, they've created a landing page inside of HouseCall Pro, and those reviews were going there. And there's no way for me to get them. So I lost 4 or 5-star reviews. So I called them and I'm like, hey, what's going on? You know, why are these not going to Google or wherever? And they said, well, that's another package. So you got to spend $75 more a month to get that feature. And I'm like, oh, really? You know, because I mean, honestly, those are my reviews. And that's why I'm so aggravated with them, is because, you know, I lost 4 reviews because it came through their platform. They don't give me the option to choose where it goes unless I spend $75. And I'm already spending, I think we're spending about almost $200 a month with these people, but they want more money so that I can, you know, and I never turned that feature on. So, you know, I kind of feel like that was something done internally in their in-house so that they could figure out a way to get me to more, spend more money. I mean, I'm not opposed to spending more money as long as it's going to benefit me, you know. So, but yeah, that leads to the generation. That's great. You know.
Yeah, it's at the end of the day, you know, there's value in, you know, HouseCall Pros and these other avenues of marketing. But the problem is there's so many moving parts. You're looking in one direction and HouseCall Pro is saying this. And then you're looking to your right and then your website's calling to you, pulling you in that direction. Then you look behind you and then there's Google waving hello. Right? And then you kind of look ahead and then there's Yelp. Like I'm looking at your Yelp account and then I don't see that you even have any reviews on your Yelp account. So our review generator tool will help you get, not that I see of, unless I'm going blind here, I do not see any reviews.
I don't like Yelp. And the reason being is because in my opinion, in my experience, the only thing that people do on Yelp is give bad reviews. And I had an experience with a guy that I did work for, or I didn't do work for him. And I don't know if I'm taking up too much of your time or whatever, but.
Not at all, man. Not at all.
He set an appointment with me on a Friday morning. This was years ago. And so I go to his house, 9 o'clock. I said, that's usually my first appointment. It's 9 a.m. I get there, nobody there. Knocked on the door, nobody there. Rang the doorbell, nobody there. Called his phone, he didn't answer. Went to voicemail. So what I do, if I go to a customer's house and they're not home, I do all that and then I leave a business card on the front door with a little note on it that says, please give me a call. You know, the boy's home. So never heard nothing from him, never heard nothing from him. So 2 days later, a 1-star review pulls up on Yelp from that guy. saying that I no-showed, I wasn't there, I didn't call, none of this other stuff. So I called him
right.
and called him and called him. He never would answer the phone. So I went to his house a couple of days later at 6 a.m., and I waited on him to pull out of his driveway to go to work. And I got out of my truck, and I said, excuse me, Mr. So, I forget his name. I said, you know, you left a one-star review on Google and said I didn't show, but I was here. I left a business card on your phone, on your door. I have a picture on my phone where I took a picture of it on your door. You know, I would appreciate it if you would remove that review because it's not correct. And he said, well, you weren't here. I was like, I was here, and I was here at the time we agreed. I said, you know, if you still want me to do the work, we can reschedule another appointment, and I'll come do the work for you. But that review, I really wish you would remove it because it's false. And so he was like, well, I got to go to work. I said, okay, that's fine. You know, go to work. So about 3 days later, he removed it. And, you know, I just don't like Yelp. I actually called Yelp and told them my profile taken down, and they won't do it. They said that you can't do that. Once you have one, you can't – it has to be there forever. You can't remove it. But, I mean, that's fine. If I get good reviews on Yelp, that's fine. But
the dashboard allows you to submit reviews not only for Yelp but for Google and Facebook. Now, obviously,
mm-hmm.
you know, I understand Yelp does use an algorithm, filters out legit reviews. They're pretty notorious for this, and it can frustrate both you guys as owners and customers. But it does give you that option. I'm looking at your Facebook page. And I do not, I do see you have 5 stars out of 5 with 7 reviews. So we can definitely help, you know, help you get more reviews on not only Google, but your Facebook.
Yeah. And I would love that, you know, because up until now, I haven't really had a company that had a good way to generate reviews. And that's one thing that we're trying to focus on with this new company when we change. And, you know, that's one thing Town Square said, you know, hey, we can help you do this. But, you know, it gets to a point to where, because I'm an owner-operator. My family-owned business, there's 3 people that work here, me and 2 of my sons. I don't have time to sit on the phone with House Call Pro 5 hours a day. I have work to do. And by the time I'm done working, they're closed.
Because
they're on the East Coast. They're in North or South Carolina, I believe. You know, not House Call Pro, but Town Square. You know, and so I think you guys are in California, aren't you?
Yeah, we're in California.
So, but yeah, you know, and so I'm looking for, and, you know, I was sitting here thinking, you know, where do I go? And I remembered I used you guys for a while, and I don't think I really ever had any problems, aside from, you know, just about going bankrupt. But that wasn't my fault. So.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but so
well,
for $349, we could get.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No problem. For $349, we could get a website built and get back rolling.
100%. We'll go in, design, host, maintain. We can transfer your domain over. We can get you on those directories. You'll have 20 different keywords, so like air duct cleaning, you're me, HVAC, vent cleaning services, affordable air duct cleaning, professional air duct. Yeah, as a business owner, it's very important that you're consistently being found for all of your services, whether it's a specific key phrase or if it's just something that's very generic, right?
And
then we'll run all of that,
like,
too.
I've changed not really the focus of my company. But when I set my business plan originally, when I created this company, was an indoor air quality company. And inside of indoor air quality includes all the services that I do, air duct cleaning, dry vent cleaning, crawl spaces, mold, air purification. So those are the 5 things we do. And I've been trying to get Town Square to call me because I can't change those. They have to change them. And they've yet to call me to go over keywords on the website. So I don't even know if it's tracking really right now in Google's algorithm, honestly. I just need somebody that's going to do a good job. That's all I ask. I don't, you know, money's money. You know, I'm not going to spend $1 million on it, but, you know, if I got to spend a little money to get it going, I mean, to get something that's a quality product that's going to work, then because I know you have to spend money to make money. You know, I'm 50 years old. I've been in business for myself, this company 5 years, and I owned a landscaping company for 12 years. I own two different bread delivery companies. Like, I know it costs money to be seen, and especially nowadays with Google, because it's hard to place on Google now if you don't pay Google. You know,
right.
With a Google guarantee or a sponsored ad.
Right. Right. So, I mean, sometimes you have to take a step backwards to move forward. It's all a learning experience. And you know how everything happens for a reason. I mean, the air duct cleaning industry in Alabama seems to be doing really well. There are a lot of companies I'm looking at who offer services focused on improving, you know, air quality, right, that you mentioned, by removing dust, debris, and allergens from HVAC systems.
We do.
I don't know if you heard of, like, Dust Doctor or Pure Air Alabama. But
Pure Air Alabama, I have not, Dust Doctor.
So it looks like, just looking here, they offer comprehensive cleaning services. They use powerful equipment. Yeah.
So we have all that. We have
right,
all that. So, I've got $1,000 worth of equipment that I use to do my job. Like,
right.
And I have all that. It's just, I've never had the budget of some of these bigger companies. Like, I'm sure you're seeing Stainless Steamer, you're seeing Excalibur, you're seeing, On Time Service, all these perfect service, all the ones you named earlier. They're all, every one of the ones I just named are right here where I'm at. And, you know, I've just never had the marketing budget to compete with these guys on the marketing level. And that's my problem, you know. And now that I'm, I don't know if you're married or not, but now that I'm not married, I don't, you know, I've got more, I can focus more on my business and not have to deal with, you know, all that drama. But anyway, you know, and I want to be that.
Yeah.
You know, that was my goal 5 years ago. In 5 years, I wanted to be $1 million a year gross company, and we're not touching that yet. You know, I mean, we do okay, don't get me wrong, but you know, it's not where I want it to be. And a lot of it is internet marketing. It's when I started, up until a year ago, I was always top three on the map section of Google for what I do, for every search that I do. And in the beginning, that was a lot of me. And then I hired Town Square, and then I hired y'all, and then the other guy, and then now I'm back to y'all. But I feel like that when y'all were doing this for me, it was effective. You know, and I feel like since they switched my website from the other one I had, not y'all's, but the one I built after y'all, I've just went down in the Google ratings, you know, and there's, I don't know, I'm sure you've got somebody that I can talk to about all that, and that's probably not your job.
Yeah, so we'll get you with Abraham. And, you know, your project manager, I mean, communication won't be an issue. The last thing you want to do is circle back and forth with 50 different customer service guys. We know how annoying that is, and if you can't even get one of them, I mean, it's just a bigger headache. But let's do this. Robert, I'm gonna so the 349, I mean, first and foremost, does that work out for you? We're good there?
That should be fine, and it's not something that I can do today, I'm gonna be honest with you. Because I gotta take care of some other things and also run this by my son, because he's my business partner somewhat, but he and I, we discuss everything, you know, about the whole business. It's not that he has to be here to make the decision, but, you know, I'm not going to do it without him knowing what's going on. And he's also a high school football coach, so he's not available till like after six tonight, because he's got a JV game today that he's got to coach.
Okay.
So what
would his objection be?
There probably wouldn't be. It's just, you know, we have a mutual thing between the two of us, you know, before we make any decisions.
I understand.
Involving money, we talk about it, you know.
If I were to lower that 349, would your son tell you that you that, you know, you made a really good business decision and that he would be, you know, glad that you made it without him because of the savings? Or would he be upset with you because maybe he would feel that he's just not part of it, or you kind of excluded him? Because what I can do for you is just straight up do it for $249, waive your setup fee entirely to help you out.
And it would be $249 every month.
Just $249 every month, man. Yeah, that's it. No tax, no hidden fee, no setup fee. Just $249.
And so, do y'all do anything with the Google Business page as far as optimizing it, or something I would have to do on my
own? That's included in the package. We provide the optimization.
Okay, because that's a lot of what I'm having a problem with. Like, you know, once we sit down and talk, and I talk to the project manager or account manager, whatever y'all call them, you know, I want to discuss some things with him, because what you see on my website now, I want to still focus on all those things, but there's some things I won't change as in relation to how they're the priority in which we're marketing for. You know, I still want to market for duct cleaning, dry vent cleaning, crawl space encapsulation, you know, mold, and then air quality, like home sanitization. Because, I mean, I'm certified in all that. I have been for years. My first job was with a restoration company, and that's what we did. You know, we fixed air, you know, and so anyway, but yeah, I mean, you know,
yeah, I mean, it can be confusing because there's a wide range of different methods or like technical terms, and we all know the ever changing algorithms are involved. So you don't have to worry. You're paying us a service you had experience with, and we're here to hold your hand and get you on the other side of the bridge. So we'll do all of the technicality for you, which also includes.
Aren't you guys a Google partner?
We're a Google partner, right? And the partnership with Google was designed for agencies like us to help a business like yours get on Google, get out of suspension. They're a search engine. They don't call you. So they recognize and they reward agencies like us based off certain criteria. So when it comes to our certifications, the amount of dollars our clients spend per month on our ads, and then how well we optimize and maintain our clients' accounts to perform well are just a few things Google looks at. And so.
And see, that's one of the biggest things to me. Is, I mean, the website's fine. I want it to look good. I want it to be great. But you know as well as I do, your Google presence and rating on Google is everything. And it's like the other company I'm with now, that's not their focus, I don't think. Their focus is the website. And I understand you need to have traffic. Google also recognizes that as well. But I just feel like my Google – how Google views my company is not where it needs to be. And then I need a company who's going to help me get it to that point, to where, you know, that I'm in good standings with Google as far as them driving traffic to my site.
Yeah, at the end of the day, again, you have to ask yourself, why would you do this? And we're here to help you increase your visibility. It's cost effective. Your credibility and trust obviously play a big role, right? Over 70% of your reviews are recommended, to family, friends as like a personal recommendation. And then we have to attract those users specifically searching for your services. And then you want to give yourself that competitive advantage. So what I can do is get you started now just for $249 and waive your setup fee entirely. And I'm positive your son would appreciate and respect that.
Yeah, I think you would. I don't know, man. It's hard because he and I, we've built this thing together you know, and I mean, I understand. See, the problem is I've already spent money with this other company, which is not a lot. I mean, I think we're paying them $100 a month.
I mean, this package is $599 a month with the $300 setup. We're getting you in for $249, no setup fee.
Yeah.
I mean, $100, I mean, you get what you pay for in life. You know what I mean? And so if you've already had an experience, a positive experience with us, then I guess that's just, you know, more on why your son would appreciate it. And so.
Yeah. I mean, so how long are we talking before the website will be built and ready to go?
7 to 14 business days.
So basically once
I go ahead, and confirm your information, I would go ahead and process the payment. Prior to that, I would read you a voice verification, then process the payment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would put you in the calendar, and a client, agent, interview agent would give you a call. It's an informational interview. He'll go over quality control as well as the content editing. Day 5, 6, 7, your dashboard will be given to you to log in to go along with your directories.
Okay.
And day 7 to day 14, your website and your Facebook ads will be launched. And then listings begin to appear after that, like day 45 to 60, over, it's increased over time. And then we'll provide continuous reporting, ongoing review, and customer support with you.
Okay, so that package we're signing up includes Facebook, actual Facebook ads?
It includes Facebook ads, yes, sir. So this would allow your business to target up to 50 miles. So the page that you have now, is that a personal page or is that a business page?
Which, the Facebook, I have both. I have a personal page and a business page.
Perfect. So let me see when your last post was.
I think it was like a week ago, I believe, that I made.
It looks like it was back on October 9th. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. And that's another thing, as being an operator, I don't have a lot of time to do that. But we don't run any ads on Facebook at all.
So this includes,
we don't run
this package does include us managing your Facebook ads to increase those business leads. Our clients have great results, I'm sure. You would have no problem getting more traction there. But with Facebook ads, we target your audience so you can reach more people interested in your business up to 50 miles. And basically there's three different ways you can look at it. There's a call us, there's a message us. Messages go directly to your Facebook Messenger, no texting. And then learn more, which will take the customer to your website.
Okay.
So these are retargeting ads. Okay. If someone is Googling for your service, they still pull up social media, and then your ad will be there. It's like, oh, I was looking for this service. Great.
Okay. Yeah. And that's something else, too, that I've been trying to get them to add at the other company is the retargeting ads. And it's been now 3 weeks, and they've still not added it or given me any indication that it's going to be done. I know it takes a minute to do it, but at least tell me, hey, we're working on it. I haven't heard a word about it. I think let's just go ahead and do it. I mean, you know, I know you guys did a good job before. I like the website designs that you have. The one I had before with y'all, I love that, you know.
Awesome.
But yeah, let's just go ahead and do it. I'm going to, I'm going to pay for it this time out of my personal money. That way,
all right.
Gets mad about it.
Awesome, man. In good faith, I'm going to go ahead and confirm your business info. So starting with your business name, obviously we have Healthy Home Professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the correct spelling of your name, I have Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Last name is Pannell, P-A-N-N-E-L-L.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your email address for the receipts, everything in writing?
It would be Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at hhpalabama.com.
All right. And then what is the best phone number for customers to call you?
205-218-3722.
All right. And is that your cell phone as well?
Yes. So they can text that number as well.
All right. And then your business address?
It would be 112 Maple Avenue. That's Trustville. It's Trussville, Alabama, 35173.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll generate this invoice here. All right. For the card that you're going to be using to pay, the 249, the business address, is it the same?
Actually, for this card, it's my old address. I haven't changed it at my bank yet because it's a debit card. But I can give you that address.
I see a 169 Charleston Way, Trustville, Alabama.
That's it.
All right.
Yep.
Is that a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa. All right. And then the card number?
4639-6210-0712-9319.
All right. Expiration?
02/26.
Okay, and then the security code?
769.
Okay. And then I have your first pet's name, Otis.
Otis, yeah.
Otis, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's no longer with us, but that was it, so.
Got it, okay.
Yeah, I got divorced in January and my dog died in March. That sucks.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. Yeah, I had a cat. His name was Smokey. Had him for a month. And he didn't have a playmate. And he was an attention seeker. And I felt bad. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, man. I mean, it's tough. It's tough.
He was my dog, but I got that dog when he was 13 weeks old. He was an old English bulldog. I paid a lot of money for him, but he was with me for 13 years though, so.
13 years.
He was a good dog. Yeah. He left a long time for an English bull. They don't usually live that long because typically they have health problems. He never really had too many health problems. He had some back problems, but you know, it wasn't too bad, so.
All right, let me just go ahead and update this invoice here. I do thank you for your patience, man.
And y'all do have an app, right? Like I know before I had to log in through an app. Y'all still do that?
Yeah, so your client interview agent, he'll go over the dashboard. He'll usually, once we process the transaction, your user ID, your password, everything is automatically texted to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll have that today.
Okay. Cool. A lot of work, man.
Let me just double check one thing here.
Whether there's going to be an overlap, meaning there's going to be a time period when I don't have a website because I'm in a call town square and canceled them today, because I don't want to be, I'm going to look at when they charged me last so that I can cancel it so they don't charge me for another month. And hopefully it'll be within the time frame that y'all already have the new website and I can transfer the domain over and everything. So that's what I'm hoping. But if I have to go a couple of days without a website, it'll be all right. Kill me.
As long as you stay the course and, you know, just have a little bit of patience as we get it. Rome was not built overnight, neither was your business, you know. Great things take time. What I'm going to go ahead and do is read you this voice verification before I process the payment.
Okay.
The reason it being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you that we'll go ahead and send in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor. Stop me so we can review it and clarify. Just say, hey, Muzz, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. Okay, I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process this. Okay. So welcome to a local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with local Splash and is an added form of protection for you to ensure the accuracy of your order. Please state the name of your business.
Healthy Home Professionals.
Please state your name and title with the business.
Robert Pinnell, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's the security question, Otis, that we have here.
Okay.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yep.
All right. Calls will come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. I would encourage you to save this number under your contacts if you want to go ahead and do that real quickly.
Okay, so that's the number that I'm on with you right now, right?
Yeah, it's an 877-635-6225. Can you even take a screenshot there? And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 21st, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. And you must speak to a live representative to prevent the charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. And keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. But do you understand and agree these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, yes.
All right. Give me 1 second here. All right, Robert, I do want to say congratulations, my friend. We do welcome you back to Local Splash officially. We're excited here, man.
I appreciate it. And so before the next charge, I'm going to switch the card on file because I just paid you with my personal money. And
sure.
Before the next payment, I'll switch it to the business account so it comes out of the business one.
Sure.
This way, if he does have an issue, then I can say, well, I just paid for it out of my money. I just, you know, threw away $240, which I know I didn't, but, you know, he's not going to have a problem because we've already talked about this. Actually. I mean, I've already said, you know, I think I'm going to call Local Splash and just see. You know, he said, well, whatever you think. I mean, you know, he trusts all of my decisions because, I mean, I've been running this company for 6 years, and he started with me when he graduated high school in 20,
mm-hmm.
No, he didn't. He was already graduated. It's my other son that started with me in 2019. He graduated in 16, but he was coaching football already, in college and coaching football. And, but yeah, he and I, you know, he's my financial guy. He is a, you know, his degree is in mathematics. So, and, he actually could be a math teacher, but he don't teach because he don't want to teach. So he coaches and then works for me. But anyway, so I'll be hearing from some sort of account manager in the next couple of days.
Yeah. So what I need to do now is get you in the calendar for a client onboard interview, appointment. And by the way, for the payment method, there's two ways you can go about, editing that. You can call. We encourage at least 3 days before the next billing cycle. If I were you, I would just do a week. Or you can log into the dashboard and edit your billing directly from there. And then our team will guide you on that. And then let me go ahead and pull up the calendar here. Okay, so we can do tomorrow, Tuesday, October 22nd. And do you prefer the mornings or actually, you know what, we can do anywhere from 11 Pacific. So that would be Central time. So that would be 1 o'clock Central. Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Tomorrow at 1. That'd be great.
Excellent.
So I've got job in the morning, and I'm free for the afternoon. So,
perfect. I'm sending a calendar invitation right now. Give me 1 second here. I want to make sure that you receive this. All right, so I went ahead and I sent that over.
Okay.
You can go ahead and accept that, please.
Come on. You sent it to the email address I gave you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so here it is. Okay, I accepted it.
I appreciate you, sir. Let me double check here for you. No problem.
Yeah, it's on my calendar now. Okay.
Got it.
Another question that I had was, you said that you mentioned retargeting ads, so that's a part of this as well?
Yeah, that's part of it as well. So it's like 50 cents a click, so we'll go ahead and use like $100 of that $249. It seems pretty reasonable. And then we'll go ahead and and do the retargeting there for you. And then tomorrow, I did get that email. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that would basically conclude our phone meeting here, Robert. And, I mean, again, we're really happy, proud of what we're able to achieve in our phone meeting. Obviously, our success is your success, and we know you have a choice, and it's a privilege to have you back. It really is. So, congratulations, man. Just be on the lookout tomorrow for that call, and try to cancel in Town Square, okay?
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to look at the renewal date because it's a month-to-month thing. And that way, hopefully I can minimize the amount of time when there's not a website present. That way I can maybe just change the domain name servers over after y'all's is live. But I'll make sure it's canceled before we're rolling, before y'all have the website gone and ready to go.
All right.
I'll have that canceled. So.
Sounds good, my friend. All right.
So there's something else I was about to ask you.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was now. Anyway, we'll talk about it. I'll talk about it with the – so it'll be an onboarding person tomorrow, and then once we get all that done, somebody will call me to discuss the website.
Exactly. So your onboarding will fully go over the details for you tomorrow in terms of the entire campaign.
That's something else, too. Yeah, I guess I'll just mention it to them. That website you sent me, the one I told you I liked so much, like that layout and that look would be great. You know, they could just, you know, build one similar to the layout of that one would be good because I like the way that looks.
So, all right.
Anyway,
well,
but cool, man. I'll let you go. I've taken up
your
time.
No problem. I'm here
I'll
for you,
be
my
ready
friend.
Tomorrow morning.
All right. And, well, you have a great evening, Robert.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.